Shane, thanks a lot for coming on with us. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
All right, so big win against Denver. A lot of people coming in this one thought that this was a measuring stick to see how close you were to the Denver Broncos in terms of development at the halfway point of the season. You beat them soundly, 43-21 at home. So forget how close you are. Did you feel that much better than your opponent yesterday, or was the score at all inflated?
You know, I think it was a little bit of a snowball effect, you know, in Denver's case. You know, something that happened to us in Kansas City. You know, when you're playing tough teams on the road, you know, that can happen sometimes. But you still gotta take your hat off to Denver. They're still a very good team. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them again down the road.
You know, Shane, you know, you're doing a lot, you know, catching the ball out of the backfield. At the end of the day, rushing 11 attempts for 29 yards. You know, Jonas Gray for 33 yards, 66 as a team. You know, I want to see you more as a first, second down back. You did it in Cal, you know, but now it seems like you've been specialized as that third down specialist catching the ball out of the backfield. Has there been any discussion about you being more of a regular day, everyday first and second down back instead of just a third down guy?
You know, that changes each and every week, I would say. The way that our offense works is, each week we have a game plan, we have personnel groups, and certain people belong in certain personnel groups, and that's just the way we operate, that's the way we roll. In any given week, at any given time, your number can be called, you know, to be the first or second down guy, to be the third down guy, whatever your role may be for that week. And the best thing that I can do, or that anybody can do, is just go out and just do the job that's asked.
You know, we were praising the offensive line because after, you know, taking a lot of heat, I think, early on in the year, they have been outstanding, and I know last week against Chicago, Jonas ran for 86 yards, but for the most part, you know, the running game has been kind of slow. Is that just Tom has been so damn good that you don't really need that type of look, or is that something you guys would like to get going even more so, the running game?
You know, I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Tom's been playing very, very well, almost out of his mind in a sense. He had no turnovers last month. But, you know, at the same time, we know that we're going to need to be successful in the run game at some point in the season, especially late in the season. I think the run game is even more so important, and I think it's definitely going to be something that we need to work on and that we will get better at.
Shane Berean with us from the New England Patriots on 93.7 WEI. It's pretty obvious, Shane, that in the first quarter, when the wind was against Peyton and their offense, they tried to establish their run, and your run defense did a good job of preventing that from happening. I'm wondering if at all it was brought up to you guys as an offense, if the wind stays bad, will you continue to do the same thing that they did, which is try to run against it, or was that not even brought up at all and you guys were going to do your thing and have Brady throw regardless of the weather circumstances?
We knew that the wind was going to play a factor into the game at some point in certain situations. Coach had talked to us about that prior to the game. So we knew that that could have been a factor. We knew that, you know, certain things going into the wind, there'd be a chance for some fourth down situations because of the kicking and as far as, you know, the distances which Steve could kick it from. But, you know, we knew it was a factor going into the game, but I don't think it was ever, you know, too big of a problem to where we had to completely change our whole game plan or change our approach. I still think we're able to, you know, to complete some passes and move the ball successfully.
All right, so it was a great game, but I'm more concerned about what you're going to do with your free time. You know, where does Shane Berean go to unwind and relax after a, you know, good long stretch, five straight wins, a rough first four games? You need to get some sun. Yeah. I mean, are we heading back to Cali? Are we going to do something fun? What do you got going? What do you got planned?
Absolutely. I'm on the first thing smoking right back to California, going back home. We got a big, big high school football game on Friday for the league championship against our crosstown rival. So I can't wait. I'm gonna be there, and you know, hopefully we can pull it in.
Yeah, because Julian Edelman was just on with us. He had no plane for the bye. He doesn't want to do the plane for the bye.
Oh, is that right? He wants to stay kind of local.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he doesn't have a big high school rival game going on. What do we got? Canyon High School? What do we got going on out there?
We got Hart, Valencia Hart.
Oh, Hart. Hart's got you easy.
Going down Friday night. No, we already beat Canyon. We beat Canyon last week.
Hey, Shane, thanks a lot for coming on with us. Congratulations on the win over the Broncos, and enjoy the bye week, okay?
All right, thank you. I appreciate it, folks.
Right, safe travels.
All right, that is Shane Berean here on 93.7 WEI of the New England Patriots.